The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're live. This is the Paddock Podcast. What I was saying was, you could have started the show by saying that, so it looks like we're having a little jovial chat.
Oh, one of them ones.
You know, bring it in smooth. That's what she said.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
You just got back in from the pub?
Yeah. There was a tipping point where I was like, might turn my phone off because Jay was texting me, Callum was texting me. I wasn't replying.
I was surprised. He give up. Me and him sat down, he went, forget him.
I went, forget it. It's all right.
He went, forget it. And I was like, no.
And no, because I just thought, like, I know that feeling. Remember those feelings when, like, on a Wednesday, you'd go for a pub lunch at work?
Yeah, I remember.
And then you'd have one or two, and then you'd get into work a little bit later after lunch, and you'd just be like, right, we're just going to get on it, yeah? Because what is the point in all of this? And I totally understand that.
No, I get it.
And I walked through earlier and I seen that everywhere was buzzing. And I understand.
Do you remember July? Right, the only reason that I wasn't definitely on it is it was freezing.
Right.
It was. I needed to upgrade the coat. I had a body warmer on. I needed a coat.
Yeah.
Like a match coat.
Yeah.
Arsene Wenger style.
Not like a bubble coat.
Can we get you a strip for Paddock Arsene Wenger?
Yes.
Come on, Steve. Do it
Come
for
on,
the
mate.
Memes.
You know what I mean?
Do it for the meme.
You've already been doing a bit of Arsene Wenger, haven't you?
You got sent off this weekend, didn't you, dickhead?
Stand by everything I said.
Utter disgrace. You should be an upstanding member of your community.
You should lead by example.
Yeah. I am number one job of a manager, protect my players. That's what I was doing.
There's no need for losing your head on the internet, Steve. It's not a good look, you know.
It's on the side of the pitch. Do you know what as well?
Hey, imagine making a career out of that.
What happens when you get sent off at that level? Do you have to go and sit in your car? And I was like, well, for starters, we were in a stadium.
Right, okay.
So I was in a dugout. I got sent off. I dipped under the thing into the stand, right? And he's like, no. Go. I'm like, I'm fucking going.
Going home.
Yeah. Like, so, but I'm like, where do I go?
No, that picture of Alonso holding his boots.
The changing rooms aren't open. Where do I go? Where am I actually?
Did you do a proper Arsene Wenger? What do you want me to do?
No.
Right.
So I walked around halfway and then sat in the stand, basically, in the seats.
I used to love getting sent off.
With doing this though.
I bet you got sent off a lot. I've seen you play football. You're right, gobby person.
Folded arms, fuck off, everyone.
Yeah, you deserved it. I never seen it, but you deserved it.
Yeah, outrageous,
disgraceful. Basically, what happened is...
Referees are never wrong.
No,
someone tried to elbow one of our lads in the back of the head, right in front of me. I said, ref, just tried to elbow him. And he went, no, he didn't. He basically tried to punch him with his elbow. I've kind of lost my rag a little bit at this. And then someone dives in, like they always do with Ronaldo. That's my boy, right? Don't hurt my boy.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm Ronaldo Brown.
But he's your boy.
He's two-footed him. I tried to two-foot him. Ronaldo, doing what Ronaldo does, has evaded it.
Right.
And I've just screamed, fucking get control of this fucking game.
Right.
And then he sent me off. And in the process of sending me off, I didn't hear this, but the players told me afterwards, he told me to shut the fuck up. And I'm like, hang on. I don't mind getting sent off for what I said, but you can't send me off for foul and abusive language, which is what I think I got sent off for, by foul and abusive language. That
I do like it, though. Give as good as you get.
Maybe.
But if you're going to give as good as you get, maybe not pull the red card out while you're at it.
Yeah.
You know, you could have gone to him, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Let me ref for the game.
And I'd have respected him for that.
You would have said something back.
So by the letter of the law, is he right then? Was that a red card?
Yes.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't tell me to shut the fuck up.
Right, okay. Then so the ref got done for, like, he got done for squaring up someone, didn't he, the other week?
Steve going to snitch to the FA. Yeah.
You know what happens to snitches, grass. Yeah, he'd get stitches.
See, I'm convinced.
And end up in ditches.
Because either way, even if I email the league and say, here's what happened, it's framed by the fact I got sent off. Yeah. So it's diminished my whole thing, innit? So it's like, what's the point?
Mm. Weren't other comments made as well, have you not? Is that?
Yeah, so...
Go on. While we're on this subject.
Let's start digging.
Yeah.
It's all one of the players who isn't part of the media side of what we do. There was a bit handsy in the face, which is why I got sent off in the 87th minute. That's, you know, I wasn't me just kicking off straight away.
Yeah, you waited.
I waited.
Tidy to time.
I was calm. I am pretty calm, actually, in the grand scheme of things there. One of the lads got pushed in the face. And it happened a couple of times, and he's gone, ref, hands in the face. And he went, why don't you talk about it on your podcast? And you're like, okay. I don't mind the opposition players saying it. I expect it, actually, from all of the opposition.
Why has the ref said that?
But it doesn't sit right that the ref said that.
That means... obviously
there's a prejudice there.
Yeah, but he's already holding you in a negative light. Anyway, someone that we hold in a negative light, the referee from yesterday.
Mate.
What a...
How?
Chut.
How?
Is what I will say.
Is that a compliment?
Look at him.
It's what?
Getting texts from the pub.
Oh, has he found a friend, has he? Mate,
he doesn't even know him.
Exactly, he's just going up to random strangers,
fucking heard?
Putting his arm around him.
Oh, you're thinking about having that hug? Do not have that hug, they said on the radio.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
disgusting.
Social distance.
Get me to 1,000 likes.
And he'll fuck off now.
No.
Fuck off.
No.
Yeah, he'll do us all a favour.
1,000 likes and I'll rejoin from the pub.
But you won't though, will you? You'll just go to the pub. You're not going to rejoin anything.
All right, well, what? Can I ring in?
You fucking ringed it in already by the fucking looks of it.
It's called founding, actually.
Yeah, well, you know.
Get it right.
I'm brown in it. I don't know your lingo. The referee yesterday.
Mate.
Talking about losing heads.
It was a jolt.
I lost my head. That referee was awful, mate.
Footage, yeah.
No, but he deserved it.
If that had cost us a game, I'd have been fucking fuming. I've been able to sort of reflect.
I was still angry about it after the game.
I saw your tweets and I was like, I get that. But because we won and it was a good win, yeah. I was all right with it.
Shut the fuck up.
I think without that happening, we probably don't win. Because I felt like our performance improved after that. And it was like it fired them up.
Do you know what? No, I meant to mention this before on the podcast. I thought we were going to push on anyway. At no point, even when they scored, I was like, oh, fucking typical. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've just had one ruled out, they go score. But I was confident the entire way through, and I was confident. Like, you know, when we scored, and it should have stood, but I thought we would, that was just the way the game was going. Spurs went and did what Jose does in all of these big games, plays with fear. And I thought that United had the making of them.
Mm. I see that, but I was kind of caught up in my emotions.
Mate, thing is, though, with Jose, he's lost it on a, like, even in the last 10 minutes, you think we were 2-1 down. We were the ones going for the extra goal.
Mate, did you see Piper in those last 10 minutes?
Mate, come on. In the last half, to be fair.
He remembered
the second
he was
half,
big, didn't he? He looked in the mirror and was like, oh shit, I'm jacked.
What I loved as well was, like, a lot of times, because you can hear the game, so I went home and watched the game again. And, like, the long balls were coming over. And Ollie, you could hear Ollie on the side go, Eddie! And then Eddie would win it. Like, actually win it. And then you could hear him go, Paul! And Paul would run across and win it. And it was like, whenever he was shouting these things, someone was going and doing it. But there was also one bit where Henderson launches the ball at Pogba and he controls it, flicks it, chest. Oh, mate. Give him a contract.
Mate, come on.
Now.
Seriously.
I think he stays.
Come on, Maka. We've done all this.
When
we've
his
done
dad
it.
Comes out and says he's going Boca Juniors.
We've done this.
Guess what? I'm going to pull a rabbit out of a hat for you. He's going Boca Juniors.
His dad passed away. Probably shouldn't have said that. He didn't mean it that way, did you?
Who?
You said dad.
Yeah.
You're talking about Paul Pogba, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're talking about Edinson Cavani.
Correct.
Right. Oh.
See, right. You're having two different conversations there, boys.
What happened there, Hey, I'll tell you what. The japes that we get up to.
It's not
here,
that hard.
But people could have took that the wrong way.
I know, I thought. Well,
so
no,
I thought, let me save him.
When he said Boca Juniors, I knew straight away he's on about Cavani because Paul Pogba's not got bloody Boca Juniors, but you...
Why
not?
So you think Cavani's gone?
Because he's not.
So you boys think Cavani's gone?
Because they can't afford him. Because
what if they sell loads of beef?
when then maybe they can
isn't
afford
that
him.
An Argentinian?
Yeah, he's not got Boca Juniors, is he? Come on.
No, Cavani.
Make your mind up. You're talking about Paul Pogba.
Yeah, but you like talking about Cavani.
Yeah, because he's been linked with Boca Juniors.
So hold on. So stop.
I know he's not Argentinian. Stop. Paul Pogba
has not been linked with Boca Juniors.
No.
Okay.
When no, is he Argentinian? No.
When you thought I was talking massive. About Cavani.
Yeah. No, no, I didn't.
Okay, he did.
I knew he was talking about Cavani and you were talking about Paul Pogba. Okay.
So when you thought I was talking about Cavani, why do you think Cavani's gone?
Because his fucking dad said he is. Huh. Right. If you go...
And his dad's still alive, by the way.
I had a crash.
Cavani's dad. In case anyone's getting really confused there, Cavani's dad is still alive. Just
I had a crash a couple of weeks ago. Some fucking helmet drove into me, right?
Yeah, that's not
drove
a show.
Straight into me, right? Now, if you hadn't heard
he's
of that.
He's had a helmet on.
Right? Oh. And you went and spoke to my dad. And your dad, my dad went, what happened? And my dad went, Steve just drove into a guy. You'd go, well, that's what happened.
Right.
Right? Don't know why I use that for analogy.
Yeah, where are we going with it?
So fuck off, right? When your fucking dad says what happened, you just buy it. Why would his dad lie? Why is his dad getting on the old fucking radio and saying, yeah, he's off to Boca Juniors if he ain't? And why didn't he get on the blower and go, Dad, how about shut the fuck up? Because he said it twice.
But I like what Ollie said yesterday. Like, we need him, like, he hasn't been able to. It must be hard for him because he's come here and no family can come over. He's not staying with anybody, I assume. Or if he is, it's not all his family.
Yeah.
And like, he can't go out for a...
What the fuck are you looking at?
How many have you had? How many pints did you have when you were out for an hour?
Well side-eyed, then off him, he was like, ah.
How do you...
Get it all there, eh?
Did you inject them pints?
What are you looking at? Hey, I'm all joking, you're my best mate.
I do need a window.
He's making up for lost time.
I don't even know where I was now.
The thing with Cavani, right, is Cavani said he wanted to go. It's up to debate. He did an Instagram post that was sort of like how happy he was, but that didn't
mean anything. He's fucking damaged limitation. I know. Come on.
Well, he's had a tough time of it, hasn't he?
Yeah, but look, what do you want to leave? If you come here, you post about your mate on Instagram, you get called a racist for no reason, you get suspended, you score a perfectly good goal yesterday, and a fucking referee disallows it.
Megged him as well. Double Meg. Meg from Pogba. Meg from Cavana.
Bet you
Cavana.
Cavana, eh? How much time have you been spending with Andy Tate? Cavana.
You could tell, like, when Fred scored, it was like, fuck you, Mourinho. Pogba, when he assisted Cavani, they were all like...
That, you see this shot of Luke Shaw and Ole at the end in front of Jose. And Jose losing his marbles over that not feeding your son thing.
Do you know what that was? That was pure Jose going... I'll make the headlines about me rather than
the fact my team aren't very good at football.
Tatered.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like he was being serious.
Who?
Jose.
Oh, right. I thought you were older than I was about to say.
Because, like, he's rattled with, he's finished, he's done. He's got, when you've got nowhere to go, like, yes, like, you know, when I lost my head on the kicker?
Yeah.
And Craig Mitch is in my face and everyone's going mad. I knew my head was gone from when I went, where are you, like, in the table?
I saw that.
Like, as soon as you start doing things like that, you know,
head's gone.
Yeah. And as soon as Jose does that, it's like, his head's gone, mate. It's finished. It's finished. Like, as soon as he says it,
we have a saying in Portugal. What is it? Bread is bread and cheese is cheese. It's like, give me the mic. Say that away from you. You go and have a sit down.
What sayings do we say that he could take literally? What other sayings are there?
Roy Keane's magic app.
Yeah,
Nemanja
Vidic does not commit homicides. No. He doesn't, right? No, that's not true.
Not even once.
Yeah, but like, if you're gonna go off that one,
Anderson didn't really shit on Fabregas, although we hear he loves a bit of scat.
Dwight York though is the king of, you know what?
Played more pipe than British Gas that one.
But, yeah, it's just a Mourinho meltdown. He's done. The thing is though. He's still got one last chance to save himself, and that's being
said. I don't understand why we shag buckets with holes in.
I don't like that chant. I hate that chant.
Because my dad's not a singer.
Nick, Paddy Whack.
No, I don't mind that bit. What? That's not the problem for me.
No,
the problem is my dad isn't a City fan.
No. And I hate the
and if I called him a cunt, he'd hit me in the mouth.
But if he was a City fan, he'd deserve it, right?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, you'd get punched in
your I was raised head. Right.
Yeah,
my entire family's red.
Yeah,
I hate that sound, and I hate the.
I don't hate it.
I do. I hate the kicking the blue one as well.
Can't find them.
I like that.
Yeah, it's just a bit. Well, like
my favorite copy Chelsea City one is the Kipak song. I prefer that one. Old school.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind. It's not like I'm against Anti-City songs, just there's better ones.
There's a lot better ones.
Yeah.
Knick knack paddy whack.
Yeah.
Give a dog a bone. Am I three?
Why don't City?
What the fuck is this song?
Yeah, it is proper like, why don't City?
But that was when I could...
I'll go home.
Dad, I'm allowed to swear here, right?
Yeah.
You can, son. Today you can say, knick knack paddy whack, give a dog a bone. Why don't City?
I've never seen us score 10, Adam.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We don't often score six.
I know. It's like we. There was a time when we used to sing that under Jose, and it was like we. You
okay,
know,
I think we
often scored two, and we seldom scored
fucking
three.
Fucking Jose did not play the way United should.
No, that's what.
What
I mean,
a load of bollocks that was.
That was terrible. hey.
And Ollie, he's never really been at the wheel. Can't drive.
It's a boat, you daft bastard.
Oh. Is that what wheel you're on about?
Yeah, it's from Waterfall. They're talking about sails. It's a boat. It's not a fucking
bus. So when
bus.
People do the pictures of the car in Ollie...
They're idiots. Yeah.
Fake news.
Send them my
fake,
way.
Fake news.
It is. So you need to be a boat.
Yeah. It's not a Ford Fiesta. It's a yacht.
Shouldn't burp in that direction.
I did that way.
Elderly.
Don't drink anymore.
He is elderly.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, well, yeah.
You're getting pissed up.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, back to the subject in
bollocks
hand.
Bollocks to the topic.
Fuck off.
Jose Mourinho finished... Finished.
Done.
Nah, he's not.
Done.
If he wins wins the League Cup final, everyone will be raving about him again.
Neil Warnock has never been, let alone is he finished. Motherfucker's still getting his jobs left, right, and centre.
That's a good point. Yeah. He is. Jose will always get work.
You're going out.
Where's he going?
Make sure you enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourselves with discipline.
He's very good at self-promotion and, like you say, making it about him and still having that thing. And he has his own little clique, like people that still love him.
Do you know what he does? So, like, now is the period where he'll start wearing fleeces, looking a little bit chubby. Yeah.
Disheveled.
Grow his hair. Even though the barbers are open, growing his hair out.
Disheveled,
he's going to look great. He's not going to go tantastic for a few years. And then, when he does get sacked, cuts the hair, gets a tan.
Happened though?
Makes people think, fucking hell.
Jose's back. Yeah.
Jose in 2005, he was fit.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
What a handsome... glint in the eye, cheeky grin, little bastard he was.
Yeah.
Now he's just a weird old fart.
His glint's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gone, man. I'm not weird.
Not as weird. Not as weird.
Not as weird. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it, with Jose. He's, like
Do you
I say,
feel sorry for him?
No.
Like, I know I had my things, but like, yous lot didn't.
No. I don't ever say I feel sorry for him because I think he brings on a lot of the drama himself.
Like, do you still have... positive feelings toward him.
I still respect the 2017 season, Stockholm, the League Cup and all that. Stockholm.
The thing that sticks out in my mind.
I like that. I still respect that. But
the scarf twirling in front of the Stretford.
Yeah, there was
that was when he was really clutching at straws, bro. I remember thinking at that point, we lost 3-0 against Spurs, right? Is that correct?
No, it was early in the season.
No, we lost 3-0.
Yeah, we lost 3-0.
This is semi-final time.
No, do you remember when he went and stood by the Stretford end and he went?
Yeah, yeah.
When we lost 3-0.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the fans stayed in and he kind of stood there like. And then he started
doing
some
scarf twirl. He was nearly in tears. It was after the semi.
Oh, was it?
He gambled everything on us actually getting to the final.
Okay, I thought you were on about the one when he went, after we lost against Spurs.
That was in his final season.
And I remember thinking, he's bought himself an extra month here.
Yeah.
Because he'd embraced the fact, like, you know, because we would never give up on Moyes and Vano, like, and anybody, right? We'd sing their name to the bitter end. Even Mourinho, when I thought, what the fuck's this guy doing? I'd still go and chant his name inside the ground. And, like, he clinged on to that, like, yo, look at me.
Yeah.
And I think if he was at Spurs now, he'd probably be sacked already because the fans would have gotten his case.
Which, if the fans were there, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they would. I mean, like you say, you do support him. Van Gaal made a point in his press, didn't he? Louis Van Gaal's army. You know, and the football was fucking terrible. But fans were still chanting his name. Jose had it. Even Moyes, you're right, you know, when that banner went over, everyone was sort of backing him and sticking up for him and the fans were chanting his name.
Because banners are fucking shite.
They are shite, whoever did that.
And think about this, right? Listen, I've got something I want to say.
Go on.
And I'm going to put it on a plane.
Yeah.
And then paint it out like everyone agrees with me.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
I know.
Like, I couldn't get all that fucking crowd to agree on what colour we playing, right? You say it's red, someone will go, it's actually crimson, right? That's how it's actually scarlet, you dick, right? You can't fly a banner over saying sack a manager.
Hmm.
There will never be a 100% agreement on anything. Don't fucking fly banners. What was them dicks you spoke to? Oh, the fucking sign Ronaldo crowd.
I never spoke to them dicks.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I didn't. They did a video. I never spoke to them.
Bring Ronaldo home.
They came and did a fucking
yeah, yeah, and I was in. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It wasn't
yeah,
it.
I know, but you spoke to them. I remember
they had a first lady in it. What the fuck's going on?
A what? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You're right to look bemused.
What is happening?
Are you the first lady of Stretford Paddock?
Hopefully.
Anyway.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, these dicks. Like, just think about the fucking sheer mentalness of this.
Go on.
We're going to raise 80 million. They raised money, by the way.
Yeah, they raised about...
Where's that money?
12 grand.
But where's that fucking money, Jay?
8 grand.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Where's the money gone?
Right. And they had like...
Where's the fucking receipts?
They had like Save the Children and World Wildlife Fund and all that on the website.
Also sports, right? So it was like a pledge to buy a shirt up front on the off chance that Ronaldo came and they was going to deliver Ronaldo. Well, for starters, you absolute fucking widges. You might think that you could just raise 80 million to purchase a player. Purchase, motherfucker's wages are going to be 100 million plus. You can't just assume you can deliver a player to a fucking football club and that this is a good idea. I can't actually believe how utterly bonkers this was for an idea.
I know. But people bought into it because they were so desperate to see Ronaldo come back. Go on.
What was the plan? Is this something that
is it should have been in my head? Is this a fake memory? You know you have a fake memory.
I have them often.
Was it Mal C from Spice Girls involved in the signing of Titi Camara for Liverpool? I swear she put some money towards it.
What?
I swear that happened. Sporty Spice.
Right.
Back in the day.
Sporty Spice was.
Do you remember when Titi Camara signed for Liverpool?
Production, can we just get someone to phone a taxi for Adam, please?
Vaguely. Have you been sniffing his fumes?
Yes.
Fucking hell's going on over there, man.
I'm pretty sure that Mel C,
right? Do you know what?
Or she put some money into Liverpool or something.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to look at this. You can't just say that.
His face.
Right.
Did it happen? Just say yeah. Just nod. Someone nod. Yeah, he nodded. Nodded.
Right. Happened. This sounds like you've just made it up to make it look stupid.
So I've grown up in life thinking this was real. So if it's not real now, Mel C.
I'm looking.
Sporty Spice, Liverpool. What was her real name? Melanie Sykes?
No, Melanie Sykes.
Oh, that was Des and Mel.
Chisholm.
Oh, I used to love Mel.
Mel Sykes blocked me and I have no idea why and I'm wounded.
She's jealous that you get to sit next to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, she's read some of your tweets.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't need this shit on my timeline. Preemptive strike. Never spoke to the guy. Probably never will, but let's just block. Let us block him. Do you know what I mean? Right,
I hate that when I see someone like
I've never communicated with,
just blocked me. Like, who the fuck are you, bruv?
I got blocked by Talksport, probably a good thing though. And then
they asked you to come on.
Yeah. But I love that.
I'm struggling to see any reference to
you'll
Mel C.
You'll be fighting with Talksport on the timeline, and me and Joel will be on the phone to him.
Yeah. Well, not anymore because they blocked me.
I can't find any reference to Mel C.
She definitely bought it to the camera.
I did tell him to fuck off.
Like what online?
On the old Twitter.
Is anyone on the, like, have a look. You've got the comments. Does anyone help us out in the comments here? Because
no, they all think you're talking to a witch.
Yeah.
Melanie C.
It's not, I can't
I've
find
typed him. In Melanie C. Titty camera. Melanie C. Liverpool FC.
Fucking pub's open, Jay.
I know.
I've noticed. Googling fucking Melanie C.
Titty camera. Hey. Yeah, she's a scouser. We get all that. But did she buy a random footballer for Liverpool Football Club?
Nicole is sitting here.
I don't think she did.
Melanie sees titties.
Me.
Right? Mate.
That's
what are you doing?
That's like my missus told me that Danny Welbeck was in Twilight and ended up going on in the movie database.
He was in Twilight?
No, because you know what she did? Her and Angelina got together. So my missus told me that. And then, like, I checked with Angelina and she's like, yeah, it's true.
Do you just have 2 points of references for everything?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Forget Google or Wikipedia.
My missus said yes. Angelina said yes.
That's it. It's true. But I was on Internet Movie Database looking for Danny Welbeck in the Twilight films. I was like, I'm going to
David Beckham was in that, wasn't he?
In Twilight? Nah, he was in...
King Edward.
What the fuck are you talking about?
David Beckham was in King Arthur.
Right. Not in Twilight, though.
I know. It's a similar thing, isn't it?
No.
Same thing.
It's like...
Well, no.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, no, it's like saying EastEnders is the same as Ocean's 11. No.
It is the same.
It's very similar. No, similar plot.
There's many deaths.
Yeah. You love that EastEnders, you
know.
Name
one person who died in Ocean's 11.
What, in real life or in the films?
Julia Roberts.
Real life?
Yeah. Like one of the actors or one of the characters?
There's that guy, didn't that English guy in it with a proper shit accent?
Oh, Don Cheadle. I like Don Cheadle, but he's fucking sold it in that film. It's awful. That accent, have you seen Green Street? No, is he fuck? He's American.
But you know, at one point, I thought it was the fella from fucking Red Dwarf.
Right, you thought it's Danny John-Jules? They look nothing like each other.
One of them's got fangs like a cat.
And one of them, he's a Cotney.
But yeah, Don Cheadle, I thought he was
doing like, an exaggerated accent.
You know what? That was my favourite character in Red Dwarf, by the way.
The cat.
Fucking hell. Mate. Some of the one-liners he would come out with decent. Would be mint. And then
had the Robot Wars fella in it as well, innit?
Yeah, what's Craig his Charles? Name? Craig Charles. He was in Curry as well, wasn't he, for a bit?
Oh, mint. Yeah. Can we do Robot Wars for our members?
Do what you want, mate. Yeah. A robot. What's that going to entail? Like, how's that going to work?
Like, I'll get a Quality Street tin with a hammer.
I was about
on
to
it.
Say, you're bring not going to make a fucking robot, are you?
We were talking about Scrap Heap Challenge earlier. Do you remember that?
I don't. You were telling me about this. I don't really remember it.
Yeah, I love Scrap Heap Challenge. Oh,
fucking course he does. That's right up his street.
Yeah. Right up my street.
That's the sort of thing you get.
Do you reckon a Scrap Heap would let us do that?
No. I also don't reckon safety that any Scrap Heap.
Break it.
Any Scrap Heap should do anything like the shit that's in Scrap Heap Challenge.
Now,
that
junk
was some strategically priced. Like, oh, look, we've just found a Tornado F4 engine in here. What are the odds?
This is what you were saying, mate. Was it a little bit suspicious?
There's a full boat.
Sounds like the 18.
Why is there a full boat in a fucking scrapyard in Bellevue?
Have you noticed on Comedy Central now, they show Baywatch in an A-team all the time?
No.
But I'd be watching Baywatch at night because at like midnight.
Yeah. I might binge watch the
A-team. The A-team quality.
The Baywatch is funny as fuck. I didn't realise how funny it was because when I was a kid, you know why I watched it.
Yeah, obviously. David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Tips on swimming in the ocean.
Yeah. All that. and
Tips.
Yeah, all that.
And yeah, we got it.
Tips. Ocean.
This is just swimming. Veering towards. Remember the Alaska game?
Is that before we...
The last one before lockdown.
Oh my God, was it? Yeah. Not the very last game?
Yeah. Is that the last one before we proper...
No.
Combined?
Yeah. That was it, man.
As well, wasn't
it? Fuck's sake. That feels 3 years ago.
I know, it's time ago, wasn't it? But it feels a lot longer.
The last game we went to was McTominay.
I know.
That was after that, though.
Scotty McTominay.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah.
No, I mean, but the last game we went to.
Fans in the stadium.
No, but that was after that, though.
Can you imagine if you were there and you'd left early and didn't see McTominay's goal?
Fuck off.
That'd be Shut eating up. You alive.
I did that. It does eat me alive, man.
Oh, you do that?
It does.
You absolute dickhead.
I had to do it, right? Do you know why I did it? Right? It's the worst fucking reason as well ever. And if it was now, I'd just say, no, don't matter.
Was it to go film a fan cam, was it, Jay?
Basically, yeah. It was to do the radio thing.
You fucking fan cams are ruining this game.
I stayed in.
Yeah, it was to do the radio thing. And Scotty was meant to be doing it. And he rang me like 10 minutes before kickoff going, my dad's got me a ticket for the game. And I've not been to the game with my dad for ages, but I'll still do the radio if you want. I was like, sorry, it's go to the fucking game. He said, I'll just leave early and cover for you. So like 88 minutes, I fucked off. As I'm running to my car, I heard a cheer. And you rang me. And I was like on my phone and I seen like everyone just going McTominay on Twitter. So I was fucking like buzzing. And you was like, how great is that? And I'm like, fuck.
I was buzzing, mate.
I'm going to delete his number.
I was buzzing.
I was gutted, but I was happy anyway. I was so happy.
I was filming the final whistle because when it's a big game, I like to get that. You know that raw
at the
final whistle. I've got the one from the 4-3 game. I've put it on Twitter before. That's I don't
nice.
Know if you've seen it.
Nice.
And I was filming it and you can hear me and my brother going, blow the fucking whistle. Yeah. Like we're constantly going. Yeah. And then he gets it and we go, don't shoot. Don't fucking shoot. And he scores. It's just.
Mate, I was gutted.
It was like yesterday against the Spurs was perfect.
Yeah.
Son does that, scores. You think, oh my God, it's all going tits up. And then we fucking fuck him. He's got I thought that was second half, probably the best we've been all season.
It's a good shout out.
We were very good.
Yeah. I thought, like, if you look through the team from back to front, Henderson, very good. Wan-Bissaka was good. Luke Shaw was good. Maguire was good. Lindelof, apart from the mistake for the goal, was good. And I kind of think it would be harsh to call that a mistake, even though I ripped him at the time, because Kane kind of mishits his pass and it goes under him. Like, in the midfield, Fred and McTominay, I didn't think Fred was great throughout the game, but second half he was a lot better. Roy Keane agrees with me for use like that one. Want to do that.
We saw that, by the way.
Bruno,
Thank you, though.
Very good. Greenwood. Everyone was good. Someone buying Steer beer.
I think we need to do a drunk.
Have you not got one upstairs?
Mate, he's fizzling. He needs another beer. Because he is... It's hitting that point now where he's...
No, there's a decision been made.
It's been made.
Yeah, the decisions have to have been made.
Yeah. Who's your Wally of the Week this week?
See many winners.
You are.
What? Oh, Boris Johnson, as usual. No money for nurses. You've got 180 million for a yacht for a guy that's dead. You fucking having a laugh?
Oh, what?
They found 180... They want to make a yacht for Prince Philip. We ain't going to ride on it, is it? I mean,
we've been paying their whole fucking family forever.
A yacht to commemorate a guy who passed away too soon. He's fucking 99, right? For starters, you can't afford to pay nurses who've just worked their bollocks off in a pandemic, but you can find 180 million down the back of the sofa for a yacht for a dead guy. Go fuck yourself, you
Tory
bastards.
Remember when he was asked about Prince Andrew and that, and he went, "The royal family is beyond reproach. Fuck off, you sick cunt." Sorry about that.
I sort of zoned out a little bit there because I was reading something, but I heard enough of it.
You should get Rory on the pod and talk about how great the Cup Winners' Cup is. Yes, he's a Charles fan, but he talks about the Cup Winners' Cup being great.
He's too young for that, isn't he?
Nah, Rory's older than me. Rory was in like EastEnders before Doc Cotton. Bro.
How old is he?
Like, he's been
about. He looks about 12.
He was in the bill with Reg Hollis, bro.
Fuck off. Really?
Yes, I'm jealous. Remember Reg?
Yeah, of course I do.
Reg was mint. Best policeman ever. Reg Hollis.
What was he called?
Reg Hollis.
What was his character called?
Oh, I don't know. But he used to be Ian Bill's, you know, Ian Bill's daughter, Lucy, in EastEnders.
No.
He used to be checking her back in the day. He used to be her boyfriend.
That's mint.
Yeah.
Do you actually watch soaps?
I watched EastEnders a lot back in the day. When I had a real job and that. And I used to like EastEnders. EastEnders was good, bro. You don't remember a man like Michael Moon? Are you nuts? You don't remember Michael Moon?
How the fuck do you find time to watch soaps?
Well, when I was a student and that. I haven't watched them. I haven't watched it in like years.
I watched telly since the 90s.
Yeah, I don't watch telly anymore that much. I watch Taskmaster, but I record that. Taskmaster's fucking good. Can we do a United version somehow on a match day somewhere?
What's Taskmaster?
Oh, you should watch that. You'd enjoy it. It's basically like they have five celebrities on for a series. They film tasks.
They hunt them.
They film tasks right. Separately. And then they show them on the show. Like, they calculate their points and they do a live one. It sounds shit, but it's very good. The tasks that they do. You watch that, don't you?
Nah, I don't like Greg Davies, so.
Fuck off then, innit?
Sorry.
So who was Wally of the Week?
I'm going to go with...
Boris Johnson and his yacht.
Yeah, Boris Johnson's yacht.
I'm just going to go with Jose.
Jose?
Yeah.
For taking that... I'm going to go with Heung-min Son.
Yeah.
For crying like a little bitch after the game. Who the... What? Bro.
All right.
Grown man, you know.
Seen it.
Have you seen it?
Seen it.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
He's a grown man.
If you cried more than once in public as a grown man, we can't be mates.
No, I mean, crying. There's no problem with crying, bro. If you need to cry, cry. But what I'm saying is, you act like a bad man, rolling around, cheating people, doing all this, that, and the other, and then you're crying, bro. You're crying. Like, and that would make me not want to sign him, you know. You want a bitch boy like that in your dressing room, crying. Mourinho must hate the sight of him, bro. He must be, what the fuck are you crying for, bro? It's your fault.
Like, you just not Pepe. No, look at this fucker.
Oh, Cavani nearly Pepe'd the fuck out of Roldan, didn't he? It crossed his mind. You see where my head was gone and I was telling everyone to get sent up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought Cavani listened.
Mate, that was sick.
He went to grab him and he was going to fuck
because,
him.
Because, like, Cavani's obviously fuming.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, ridiculous. And I still can't believe he got booked for that, by the way. Because it was nothing. Like, there was no way that was a yellow card. But I honestly thought, at one point, I thought, if there's another one like that, he's going to just chin him. He's going to just think, fuck it. Do you know what I mean? I got banned for an Instagram post. I'm going to get banned for something worthwhile.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love a bit of...
Do you know what I mean?
Just, let's go mad, lads. Just fuck this. The game's been fucked. It's been ruined. So why not? We just ruin it. We're going to lose unfairly. Let's lose by everyone getting sent off. Remember FIFA where you'd be losing and you'd think, get four men sent off. This game gets cancelled.
Yeah. That's why you probably better that you're not our manager.
Mm. I reckon Ali's like that though as well.
Do you reckon?
A little bit.
Do you reckon
he would have went in that dressing room, everyone was angry, and he would have just went, get back out there, fuck these up. And that's exactly what they
I think he's got the right balance on it. People say he's soft and he's got all this.
He's not soft.
He's not, is he? Like,
he
doesn't
create controversy in press conferences.
You can see he's got a bit of that about him.
Strips off him in
cool. Players like that, though.
Yeah.
Players don't want you talking shit. Like, you know what Spurs' players will be hating? They'll watch that game back yesterday.
I'm going to weigh myself.
They're going to watch that game back from yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're going to see that the pundits after the game are talking about, is this player good enough? Is that player good enough? Is this, the squad's not good enough? The defence, they're not hearing what about the manager? And that must piss players off when you're getting all of the blame and questioned as a squad and no questions are being asked of the manager.
I know,
like, that must proper drive. Whereas, Ollie will go, all right, I'll take all this in public and I'll get you behind closed doors. It's so much better. Now, look.
That's the way it should be.
Long way to go to match the trophies and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the man management, I think he's got it spot on.
No, I agree. And I think that, like, you saw it yesterday. It was a prime example, right? You saw it with Jose. You saw all those players that Jose had laid into, like the likes of, like, not all of them, but Pogba had obviously had issues with. Luke Shaw had issues with. Lesser degree had issues with Marcus Rashford.
Mm.
He's had, I mean, who else was there? Well, I know he's gone now, but Lukaku, Smalling, he had issues with them. He had a go at Chris Smalling for not playing through an injury. He plays through an injury, makes his injury worse. That sort of thing, do you know what I mean? He always had sort of these spats with players, and it was just unnecessary and it was harmful. And you can see from by the end of it, the results didn't back it up. Fair enough if you're doing that and getting results, but we weren't.
Mm.
When he got sacked, we were terrible. So you saw it yesterday, Ollie's got a real team unity there. And how many times was his team come back from behind? Because they've got that team spirit. You know, people go, I know Andy when he's on, he talks about leaders and passion and all that sort of stuff. But we do have that in the team. We do, you know what I mean? We might not have the types of leaders like Roy Keane, but we've got players that don't give up. We've got players that keep going. Mm. And we've got players that have got that belief in him that was missing under Jose Mourinho and the managers before him since Fergie.
And also, Harry Maguire's done well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He pocketed Harry Kane yesterday, you know. Harry Kane got he did.
Harry Kane hardly did.
And I've criticised Harry Maguire a lot.
No, you're right.
This season, earlier in the season. The last, since he got sent off for England, he's been, not £80 million.
No.
But he's been closer to £80 million worth.
To be fair though, mate.
He's been a £60 million.
Yeah, defender, but you know to be fair.
He's been our best player.
Yeah, and like, he was never an £80 million defender. That's not his fault anyway.
Mm.
But look at our record against the top teams. It's not our defence that lets us down.
Mm. Well, you reckon Harry Maguire's fixed up any?
I think he's been pretty consistent all season, to be honest.
Yeah, since the first international break when he got sent off, he's grabbed his shit together.
It was, yeah, I remember start of the season saying, as he took too much on, is he still sort of got his head in grease? You think he was affected then, but been largely consistent.
I've been happy with him. Are you happy with the progression of the team so far this campaign?
Yeah.
It needs to be a good summer, doesn't it? It needs to be a big summer. Because if it's not...
That's the problem.
Because this is the first manager since Fergie back-to-back top fours.
Yeah.
If you weigh in anyone,
yeah.
This is the fella to weigh in.
Yeah.
And if we win the Europa League, it's our best season since Fergie. So...
Yeah. I mean, everything about this, what Ollie's doing, sells you that this is moving forward. Do you know, this isn't a one-off. This is like... He's getting in the youngsters. He's keeping players happy. You can see what he's trying to do. It sounds like we're moving forward. So if you back him, then the next step should be for a proper title challenge.
Mm.
But if we do what we did with Jose, and even with Jose, when we finished second, I know lots of people like to go on about it, and the points tally was great and stuff like that. But you look at how many games we had that season where it wasn't great. You know, like, I don't want to name them all, but you know what I mean. Like, when we did, there was three draws over Christmas, like Leicester, Southampton and the Burnley draws, the Huddersfield away and stuff like that, West Brom at home. There was a lot of games that were disappointing, and it was like a case of you felt like, we're getting results, but are we really moving forward? Is this a great United team, or has this got the makings of a great United team? It didn't feel like that.
Jay, do you know what the fundamental difference is?
Go on, give it
under
give it
this manager, I go into a big game going...
Yeah. Yeah,
everyone.
Yeah,
we might go.
Even with injuries,
that trickle-ickle Norwegian motherfucker has got an idea.
Yeah,
for what?
Go on, keep going. Don't stop.
I think he's got an idea that that we come to this field with the idea that we're going to win this match.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Jose did not do that.
No.
He was like, how do I not get twatted today? And that fundamental difference means the world to me.
Do you hear what Keane said about Kane? Because Kane will be looking at his United team thinking, I'll join these lot.
Yeah, cool. We ain't going to pay what they want, so forget that.
Why don't we just give him Jesse as a straight swap?
They need to get some money on top of that.
Are we? You're not just going to give them Jesse
for
Harry Kane.
Some money, right? All right. We give him Jesse and they give us 50 million Harry Kane.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. Bye.
All right.
Let's see what West Ham say. Because I've heard they've got 100 million and Declan Rice.
That's fucking... Tell you what. They'll miss Jesse Lingard more than they'll miss Declan Rice.
Yeah.
If we took that... You might laugh, right? Did Declan Rice play yesterday? No. Did he play the other night when he won? No. If Jesse's not in that team and Declan Rice is, do they win both of them games? No.
You make a flawless point.
Factual.
Thank you.
And on that note, hero of the week. It's Jesse Lingard.
Yeah, mate. It's so good to see it. Do you know what I mean? I don't even like West Ham. I hate West Ham, if I'm being honest. But I love him.
I don't know what he was doing yesterday. He didn't even know what he was doing.
Do you know what I mean?
Man. Jesse, so, never change. United, great. Never change. Jose, you might need to change.
He has changed.
He has
lost it. But he's got one chance of redemption, man. Beat them blue.
He's got one shot like JLS.
That's not fucking happening, is it?
I know it's not, but...
Isn't it, Jay?
What?
One shot like JLS.
Yeah, man. Who's your favourite?
Marvin.
Really?
I don't know. Was he?
Who's
yours?
JB.
He actually knew, mate. Steve's a big fan of Arishe. Anyway.
Merry Christmas. What?
Yeah.
How do we know their name?
Joe's favourite.
Honestly,
Aston.
What's the fucking... What is wrong with you two?
What do you mean, what is wrong with us two?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, JLS, bruv.
Yeah. Jack the Lad Swing.
Is that what that stands for?
Of course it is, man. It's a matter of you just woke up or what. You know anything.
Yeah, man. Anyway. Bye.
So yes.
Actually, then.
Is it actually the end? The producers just asked us, why do you want more?
Okay, bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.